making it up as I go.
Life can be a crazy journey. Find out how I'm making it up as I go.
With Ashley Zarlin.
Here's your host, Ashley Malayo.
Hey, everyone. I hope you all had a fun Halloween. Pete, Cameron, and I were sharks, in case you didn't see on my Instagram. It rained over here in New Jersey, at least the part that I live in, which kind of threw off our trick-or-treating plans. If you listened to previous episodes, you know that Cameron has just gotten over being sick, so I didn't want to risk him getting sick again by making him trick-or-treat in the rain, mostly because he's prone to respiratory infections. So we only took him to a family member's house, and then we went to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru because, you know, we're parents of the year. But you know what? Cameron was just as happy. He's only three and he can't eat half of the candy people are giving out anyway. So he still had a great time. And, you know, the next morning he wanted to wear his costume to school again, which was a little bit of a struggle in the morning. But we compromised on him wearing this hoodie he has that basically has spikes on it like a dinosaur. So he settled for that. But yeah, we had to hide the costumes because I think he would wear it every day if he could. And after seeing Pete and I wearing the same costume, he also wanted us to stay dressed up as sharks also. So thank you, Tipsy Elves. That's where we got our costumes from, Tipsy Elves, not an ad. I just love them. We were super comfortable and warm all night. And I will definitely be looking to them for some ugly holiday sweaters next, or maybe some of their other fun themed stuff, because it's super cute. This isn't an ad, I swear, like I said. Although, Tipsy Elves, you should definitely sponsor me because I love a good theme. But moving along, our guest today is the gorgeous Ashley Zarlin. You guys may remember Ashley as the daughter of Lori Peterson from The Real Housewives of Orange County, the OG of the franchise. Let's welcome Ash. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Ash, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You've had a busy month.
Oh my gosh. I have, definitely.
What's going on?
I've just been traveling a lot and recently have moved back to Orange County from San Diego. So just a bunch of life changes happening at the moment.
Yeah. What's going on?
So I have finally decided to be single after 3 years and just kind of like relocating, trying to, you know, move on and figure out what the next steps are for me. So it's kind of exciting and different and new and just getting back to kind of my old self.
Yeah. I feel like breakups, like that's the one thing I feel like people need to, you know, obviously you're naturally, especially when you spend a lot of time with somebody, you're going to be sad, but I feel like that's the best part of a breakup is kind of being like, oh wow, I get to meet myself again and kind of see who I am now outside of this. Cause I feel like you slowly kind of blend with whoever you're dating. You know what I mean? So it's like you have to, like, even people in relationships, even people who aren't single, it's like you have to remind yourself to like still go have your own separate hobbies and like do your own things, because you slowly will start to like lose yourself a little bit if you don't. Right.
And so I completely agree with that because, you know, we were together for 3 years. We worked at home together. So we spent all of our time together. And I realized just now moving home, I'm like, I haven't seen some of my friends in, you know, 2.5, 3 years. I haven't done all these things that make me happy and make me who I was pre-relationship brain, you know? So I feel great again. It's definitely not as hard to move on and regroup as a lot of people would think that it would be.
So I know you guys were together for, you know, 3 years, like you said. What was the catalyst that kind of made you want to be single?
You know, I think that as women, we have that just gut instinct that something is not right. And, you know, I kind of just went with that feeling. And as you know, being a female yourself, we are the best. We are the best private investigators.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's not like you want to have to be that way, right? But you have to follow up on those feelings, and I did. And it just turns out that all of those weird feelings I was having, you know, and things that were projected upon me as me being insecure were happening behind my back. And oh, yeah, man. That wasn't something that I was going to tolerate anymore.
Yeah, good for you though.
Yeah.
Did your parents like weigh in on it at all, or were they just kind of?
My parents are going to support me, whatever I want to do. They're happy that I'm free of all of that. I feel like before, when you're in something like that, it's toxic, and you're not really aware of what's going on. So when you remove yourself from that negative situation, the fog kind of clears, and you have that holy shit moment, you know, like what was I doing for so long? I'm good now.
Have you made like a personal like bucket list or to-do list now that you're free? Are you just kind of going with the flow?
I'm just kind of going with the flow right now. I was having a conversation with my mom the other day, and she was like, you know, you just need to make sure you keep your walls down. I'm like, oh, hell no. You're like, my walls are up, but I'm not going to be like holding future people that I date accountable for what I went through, you know? And I just told her, like, I'm never going to regret being a good woman to the wrong man. If that's not my loss, that's his loss. And from here on out,
mindset.
And from here on out, I mean, just stay single until people's actions match their words, you know, and you feel appreciated.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So that's kind of my goal moving forward. Like 2020 is the year of not forcing pieces that don't fit.
That's, I think that's a great mantra to have. I think everyone should live by that.
Exactly.
So I know you were saying you were doing some traveling recently. Where's the last place you traveled to?
The last place that I went to was Japan, and that's my second time being there. And it is one of my favorite places, that I've traveled to. It's so beautiful. The people are beyond friendly and kind. There's just so much history and culture, and the food is amazing. But yeah, that's definitely one of the places I would recommend to anybody who wanted to experience something new. But I mean, within the last couple of years, I've traveled so much. I've been to South Africa.
Portugal. Obviously I follow you on Instagram, duh. Yeah. So I'm like, you're everywhere. Every time I refresh like my feed, I'm like, oh, she's somewhere else.
It's so funny. And so like all the international travel, it's so much fun, but there's a difference between vacation and traveling, you know? So actually just went to Hawaii with a friend of mine, and it was nice to just not have an agenda, be able to go on hikes, lay out on the beach, swim in the ocean, you know, just not have to worry about go, go, go.
Yeah. What's your favorite place that I know you were saying Japan. Is that your favorite or just one of your favorites?
I actually had the opportunity, I think like a year and a half ago, to go to Paris, and that was my first time there. And it's everything that you think that it would be. And It was, the food's amazing. It's beautiful. There's gorgeous people everywhere. And so many people are like, oh my gosh, Paris, you know, it's so cliche. The people weren't nice to me. Like, I had the best experience of my life, and I would go back in a heartbeat.
Aw, do you have a least favorite place you've been, or have you just enjoyed everywhere you've gone?
My least favorite. I don't really have a least favorite, just because I appreciate, you know, being able to have the opportunity to see all of these places. But I went to Laos a couple months ago, and I was imagining it to be like waterfalls and, you know, rainforests and beautiful water. And I went there, and we ended up being in the capital, which was Vientiane, for a week straight. And, you know, it's sad how some people in the world have to live, and it just makes you, you know, all that more appreciative for what you have when you get home.
Yeah. Have you ever done any like volunteer work or anything like that overseas like that? Or have you just kind of been for more like adventure, leisure?
Definitely for more adventure and just straight up vacation. But that's always been something that has been on my bucket list. I would love to, you know, go volunteer wherever I can. I know that there's a couple of different great organizations out there, and I just haven't had the opportunity yet, but definitely one day I would love to get involved with, I mean, whether that's building houses, whether that's, you know, teaching kids how to read, anything. Like I would love to get involved.
I could totally see you doing something like that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I think that's why I originally had the urge to travel and see the world, because I knew that there was so much out there. You know, that there were so many things out there that people needed help with that they just don't have the resources, right? Like we do. So I don't know, just being able to help when there's these innocent kids all over the world that, you know, don't have books, don't have food, don't have water. I mean, that kills me knowing that, and that I can't just directly do something to help. So it'd be fun to be able to go over there and help out.
Yeah, totally. Where's somewhere that you haven't been yet that you would like to go?
Oh my gosh. I would love to go to Australia. I haven't been there yet. I have a feeling I would have way too much fun there.
I was just going to say, yeah, get a nice Australian husband and like,
Oh God. Yeah, no, I have some friends that live there and it looks beautiful. They always look like they're having a great time. And, New Zealand, I would love to visit. My old roommate's family's from there. So, I want to go everywhere.
I want to go everywhere.
I'm going to go everywhere.
Do you have any like travel tips for people who like to travel a lot?
I would say the best travel advice that I could give is to pack light. I always carry, I used to like have my giant suitcase and, you know, 10 pairs of shoes and I'd be like, oh, that's why suitcases have wheels, so you can overpack, you know? And no, it's just way easier because especially some of the places I've been, you know, like you're walking from the train station or from like the bus station when you get there and it's all unpaved, weird roads. And I would just say travel light. You are going to end up wearing the same jeans or shorts most of the time anyways. And I don't know, just travel light and have no expectations going into a new situation.
What are your favorite things to include in your carry-on bag?
In my carry-on, I think for me, I'm obsessed with skincare. And so yes. I always want to make sure that my skin is hydrated and protected. So I'll always have, you know, my sunscreen, my face wash, moisturizers, that whole thing. I'll pack 20 things of skincare before 3 pairs of shoes.
I love that. That's why you have amazing skin.
Oh my gosh. Thanks.
The sunscreen. It's all the sunscreen.
It's sunscreen, water, and minding my own business.
Yes. That's great. You have to get those like noise canceling headphones too and like disappear. Yes. Yeah, that's the best. So one thing that we have in common, as you know, we are both daughters of housewives from different franchises.
Yes, we are.
So your mom, being on The Real Housewives of Orange County, what was that experience like for you?
You know, I'm sure it's from what we've both seen of each other, pretty similar. I was young and so were you. And for me, everyone's always like, oh, I loved you on that show, where they hated me. They thought I was terrible. And I was 18, 19, 20, you know, and I cringe I'm sure.
It's so bad.
When I have to see the video, the pictures, my blinged out Ed Hardy shirts, like it makes me want to die inside. But I saw you post earlier, like you just have to laugh it off. And I do now. And for me, it wasn't that fun, to be honest, just because when you're that age, you don't really know yourself or what you want to do or, you know, any of that. So you're just on camera acting like a fool and then being edited and just into being kind of an asshole. And you're like, wait, I don't think I'm really like that in person. You know, no one's seeing your true self. And I don't know. Yeah. I think if we were to do it different, if we were to do it again, I think that it would be a more positive experience. And when we started, you know, my Housewives of Orange County, we were the first cast, the first part of the franchise.
I remember when they told us about Jersey, like when we had started filming The Real Housewives of New Jersey, we didn't know that it was going to be part of The Real Housewives franchise. Like at that point, there wasn't a franchise. It was just OC. And then they filmed New Jersey and New York like at this around the same time. And then I think they ended up airing New York first, I think. And then they aired us. Okay. But at the time, like they had told us the news, like, oh, you're going to be on the Bravo network. You're going to be called The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we watched The Real Housewives of OC and we're like, oh yeah, like this is going to be so fun. Like this is so, because there wasn't really crazy drama or anything like that. No. Season one of OC, like, you know, but then the table flip episode of New Jersey happened. And then I feel like every single Housewives franchise, it was like they had to like all top each other after that. And now it's just like pure chaos. Like who can scream louder and who can fight more? No,
exactly. I agree. Like at the beginning, it was about like family vacations and, you know, just like a better family dynamic. And then when my family decided to leave, that's just when it got too crazy. Like it made it not fun because life isn't about having lunch with your friend every day and talking shit about your other friends, you know,
yeah, like, especially when it's not even like necessarily a conversation you would have, but like they're making you have it.
They're making you have it. Yeah. And so we decided to kind of just pull the plug on it. And I think that that was the right thing to do because it kind of just got nasty from there on out. And I mean, I don't have friends like that anymore, you know, or I don't want to be around people like that. So I think that they need to do a little housewife revamp.
Yeah, I agree. Do you talk to anyone from OC still? Do you keep in touch with anybody?
I speak to Kara Keo, who was Kara Keo then. She's married now, but I speak with her often.
Is her brother still hot?
You know, I don't know. He always was cute. I agree.
She has two brothers, right? But everyone just always goes to...
Yeah, I mean, well, because the younger brother was too young to be like the hottie. The hottie,
yeah.
But yeah, Shane, he, yeah. Yes, he was cute. I don't talk to him anymore. And then I speak with Joe, the first couple of seasons. Yeah, every once in a while, I keep in touch with her.
That was one of my recent texts to you. And I was saying, I was watching season one again. I started because I had stopped watching like a while ago. So I wanted to start from like episode one, season one. And Joe was like, I'm 24, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? She's 24.
Was she that age? I don't even remember.
She was 24.
Oh,
I was
terrifying.
Like, yeah. As a, like a housewife, I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Now it explains the like little maid outfits dusting for Slade.
I can't. Oh my God. Bad. Yeah. I mean, besides me, do you talk to any of the other kids or anything from other franchises?
Not often. Like, no, not really. I mean, like I've talked to Albie every once in a while, but not for a long time. And no.
Someone actually submitted a question for you and asked if you and Al ever dated.
Oh, no. Sweet.
No,
we're just on different coasts. I know that Andy Cohen would just eat
that
up.
He
died. We filmed a runway show years ago and he came into the dressing room and was like, if you marry Albie, we'll pay for the wedding. Like you just please, like it'll be so great. And you know, I'm like, oh, I don't know. We'll see. But no, we're friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Sorry, I'm just picturing
it. I can't.
I'm going to ask a couple questions that some people sent in. They're very random, so the topics jump.
Okay.
So for starters, someone said, is Incline Village, Nevada, the best place ever?
What? That has to be one of my friends from Tahoe. That has to be. I love going to Incline Village in Lake Tahoe. So
that's actually one of my favorite places as well, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's gorgeous. And I always go there when I need a reset, which I will probably be doing that very soon, actually. I love visiting Tahoe and I do like North Lake. Yeah. Incline Village. I like that part.
The water is so clear there.
It's beautiful.
It's like, well, because I remember I went there in July and the water was crystal clear. You could see the reflection of like, we had like a tube in the water and you could see it on the bottom of the lake, but it's like freezing cold.
Yes. If you get to the middle, I mean, it's cold there. I'll go in it during like July, you know, and then, but you stay like kind of surfacey level because anything below, it just feels like ice.
Yeah, exactly. someone else said, does she use a self tanner to keep that everlasting Cali glow?
Oh my God. I do love a good spray tan. I'm just, I'm kind of just like lazy about it now. I don't want to be orange like I used to be on camera. And
first of all, don't be hard on yourself, because I think that was just like 2006 to like 2012. I feel like everyone was orange or something.
Yeah, that's just what the color was back then, right? Like, it wasn't something I was doing.
I forget the brand. There was this one brand at like CVS I would go, and literally it was like a big powder brush. I would just like dip in the bronzer and just cover my entire face with it and like call it a day. It was awful.
But no, like, I live in California. It's sunny 90% of the year.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm always outside with my dog, and you know, we walk to the beach every other day, and it just is natural.
Speaking of your dog, by the way, you have the cutest freaking dog ever. I'm so obsessed.
Oh my God.
And he has his own Instagram, right?
Yes, Charlie the Chinese Bear.
I loved him.
So the reason of his name, as you know, like, I rescued him through one of my best friend's organization called Bunny's Buddies. And it's a nonprofit based out of San Diego, California. And she started it because she was just seeing, you know, terrible, terrible things for dogs, kind of like all over. And it actually started locally for her because she wanted to help out a dog that was in another state here. Can't remember where it was, but she directly donated like $500 to this dog, and then she just wanted to rescue it so she could help it. And it ended up being just kind of like a scam, and she was trying to get her money back, and then she's like, well, shit, I need to do something different. And then found out about like all the, you know, the stuff happening in China and Korea with the dog meat, you know, the meat markets and stuff. And so she's been saving,
so wild,
mainly like golden retrievers, but there's so many different dogs. And she sent me a picture of Charlie. And I was like, oh yeah, that's mine. You know, like, send him my way. And so that was like a year and a half ago, and he's the cutest.
So what was that process like though, when you're like, yep, him? Like, he had to come from overseas, right? So it's
he came from China. He, it was nerve wracking because here I was adopting, you know, rescuing an animal. I have no idea if he's going to be nice, if he's going to just be absolutely insane. And once you say yes, like, you're just committing to saving a life, right? You don't, it's not about you at this point. Like, you'll learn to, you know, to adapt to your new relationship with this animal. But it was crazy. It was, once I said yes, you know, you sign your papers, he gets treated, make sure he's healthy enough to fly. And then all of a sudden, a month later, I'm waiting for him at LAX airport, just crying. Like, I remember I saw him and I just wanted to like hold him, you know. And he was not nice. Like, he hated me, he hated everybody. He wouldn't let me touch him for like 48 hours, and then finally I cried for like 3 days, I think, straight, thinking that it was the worst thing ever.
What exactly were his living conditions when he was rescued?
You know, we don't really know. From what we found out, he was found in front of a grocery store, just waiting there for like 3 days. And so a lot of the time overseas, like, their relationships with pets are different. So, if they have a kid and they don't have time for their dog, they'll either just like let them outside and hope they run away, or they'll sell them to butchers, honestly. And it's just kind of like a one and done thing. Yeah. So he got picked up, went to the rescue. I think someone adopted him out. Returned him. They're like, no, he's too crazy. And then that's when I found him. And he's moody, but like, we're best friends.
Oh, I know, he travels so everywhere. Cute. I'm so obsessed with him. It's like, I'm so glad you made him his own Instagram account too, because I'm like obsessed.
He's truly the most photogenic dog. Every time I walk him, like, anyone that sees him, it makes them smile. Yes. So that makes me smile.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yes.
So I've talked about this before. I live with generalized anxiety disorder and depression. It can be really exhausting some days, and it's really common for people not living with my condition to say things to me like, you need to relax, calm down, or my personal favorite, it's all in your head. Not everyone understands what it's like if they aren't living with something like this personally. It can feel really isolating at times, and I just think mental health is important for not just someone with a condition such as mine, but for everyone. Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. And that's why I had started looking into new resources such as BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with licensed professionals and it's available worldwide. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. It's available on desktop, Android, mobile web, and iOS apps. All of the therapists are specialized in anxiety, depression, stress, anger, trauma, relationships, grief, self-esteem, LGBTQ matters, family matters, and even sleeping. And most importantly, anything that you share is confidential. If you aren't happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time, no additional charge. So if there's something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. They even offer financial aid to those who qualify. And as a Making It Up As I Go listener, you can get 10% off your first month with discount code Ashley. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/Ashley. That's A-S-H-L-E-E. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/Ashley. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. I know you have your blog back up and running, The Cheeky Blonde.
Yes, The Cheeky Blonde. It's kind of just like an all-encompassing blog. Like, I'm trying to cover lifestyle, beauty, travel tips. We'll put up recipes if I, you know, can come up with something new. I love cooking. Mostly just everyone wants to know kind of like, you know, about cosmetic procedures and I don't know, travel. Yeah, just travel mostly right now.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about cosmetic procedures, by the way.
What
have you done? Have you done anything? You know what?
Okay, so the funniest thing for me about being on Housewives, right, is that I was young. Mm-hmm. I look different. And so now it's airing again every time a new season's going to approach. Season one comes out. And then people who have never seen the show before find me on Instagram and they're like, what have you done to your face? You know, you have had so much work done. And I'm like, oh my God, that was 10 years ago. I grew up, I changed. Like, I've had Botox, I've done fillers, I do facials, but I've not had my nose done. Like, I've never had plastic surgery. My face is the same. I'm just older.
Yeah, that's why I asked you that, because I know people always say the same thing to me. And I don't know what, like, people, it's like they want to out you or something for having work done, which, first of all, it's like, if anyone had work done, like, who fucking cares? Okay.
Exactly.
It's 2019. Like, as long as they feel good about themselves, let them be. But it's like, people will say the same thing to me. And I've been very open. Like, in 2010, I got my nose done.
Right.
But that's the only thing I've done. I'm definitely an advocate for Botox. I do lip filler. I want to try to do it in like my jaw. I've experimented with it with different doctors, but I haven't found like the right one that I love yet for that. But it's like the same thing. It's like, that's all I've done. And people are like, what work have you had done? And it's like, dude, I don't know. Like, I lost a lot of weight at one point, you know, from whatever. I don't know if hormones played a role. Like, my face fluctuates like throughout the years. Like, my face was probably at its best in like 2014. I always look back at like that year and like, I don't know what's happened since. I don't know if it's because I had a kid. I don't know. But it's like, you know, hormones and like getting older, things change.
That's the thing. Like, my face has just naturally thinned out in its age. And unfortunately, at collagen loss, like, which is not a good thing. But I mean, who cares? I always joke around about this with my mom, but I'm like, I'm the only, you know, girl in Orange County with real boobs who wants to make them smaller. Like, why are we making plastic surgery such a bad thing? Like, if you want something done, do it. If it's going to, as long as you're doing it for yourself, you know, and for healthy reasons, then I support it. I don't care. I think it's awesome.
And I'm so open about it too, that it's like, I don't know why people think I would lie about it. It's like, I've literally filmed myself getting filler before and posted it like for people to see. Like, yeah. So it's like, I would not lie. Like, there are things I would like to do, but not to my face, but
no, like, exactly.
I would share.
I would as well.
Yeah. But, so you said you like to get facials and all that though. Do you get any like lasers done or anything like that?
I've tried a couple different lasers. I did the Clear and Brilliant. I've done IPLs.
I like IPLs. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried the microneedling with the PRP where they take your blood.
Oh, the vampire thing. Yeah. How was basically. That for you? Cause I've been wanting to do that, but I get nervous.
So I think that everyone kind of remembers Kim Kardashian's face just covered in blood after, you know, trying the vampire facial. And so I went into it with that on my mind, and you know, you do bleed a little bit. I'm not scared of needles or getting my blood taken. So that whole process was super easy for me. And
I'm like that too. So if that's the hardest part, then I think
I think that's the hardest part, because they completely numb your face and you can't feel anything. I think that me personally, they did a really deep one on my face and I looked so bad. So they told me it was going to be a little bit, they said it would be like non-invasive and I'd be fine. The next I had to fly to Aspen, and holy shit, I had black eyes. I had a bruise across my nose. My face was peeling. I definitely could have, you know, spared people the horror.
And I wonder if like, cause I know like the air is thinner there too. I wonder if that like helped it or hurt it.
I have no idea, but it was not
the elevation. Like,
yeah, I was probably dehydrated. Who knows? But I mean, it made my skin look great. You're supposed to do, and that's another thing, like one treatment here and there, you know, you need to commit to really taking care of your skin with all the products that you use prior to getting the treatment, or else you're just, it's never going to work.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed about people too. They'll try something like once, or even if they go through, let's say with, you know, going somewhat frequently, but then they stop. It's like, it's not it's a never ending thing. Like, you kind of got to maintain it. It's not a fix all. Like, even people, you know, if you get a facelift, like that's why people have had multiple facelifts or a tummy tuck. It's like, you can't get a tummy tuck and then eat like shit and think you're going to still look like how you did with your tummy tuck. You got to like maintain it. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you tried Fraxel laser?
Oh no, I haven't, but I actually would love to do that. I would love to try a Fraxel. I just, I had a plastic surgeon actually look at my skin, which
isn't that the worst. They're so brutally honest and the worst. It's like, they just want to fix you, but you're like, hey, be nice, be gentle.
And I've known, Dr. Horowitz in, you know, Newport Beach for 10 plus years. And so he's seen me grow up and he had me under a microscope the other day, and I was just like holding my breath the whole time. Like, what are you going to say to me? What do I need? And you know, it's all subjective, right? Beauty has different standards all over the world. So I know that, I mean, he was super kind to me. He said that, you know, now that I'm in my 30s, it's probably time for a little bit of a Fraxel or a deeper peel or something. But I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I don't take offense, you know, I'm like, we
let's
got this.
Do it.
Do it.
I've seen you try like a few different things. Like, you tried cryotherapy, right?
Yeah, I've done cryo. I have.
How is that? I literally have a list going. Like, ever since my son went back to school, like, I have all this free time. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make a to-do list of all the shit I want done to myself and stuff that I want to try while he's in school.
Well, you know, I've probably done it. So just call me and I'll let you know if it's worth it. No, I've done cryo. I actually tried cryo the first time because I had a knee injury and someone had said that it would really help with the inflammation. So I did it and it's freezing, but it only is what, like 2 or 3 minutes inside the cryo chamber. And you feel, once you get through it, you feel amazing after. It's almost like if you drank too many espresso shots or something like that, like you have so much energy. And, you know, cause it's all the blood is like rushing back into your extremities and everything. So it's not something that I would want to do all the time just because it isn't comfortable, but I did like it. I've done a cryofacial though. And I really like that one.
See, I feel like a cryofacial I could handle. I'm cause someone reached out to me recently asking if I wanted to try to do the cryotherapy, and I haven't written back to them yet because it's like I do, but I hate being cold.
Like, right. I hate it. Oh, but you said it's only 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3 minutes. They're in there with you and they talk to you about whatever. And it goes by so fast.
Okay.
You could do it. You could do it. And it helps with like skin problems. You know, it helps you sleep better at night. It can help with, you know, I think you're burning calories in there if you want to worry about that. It has a lot of benefits.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I will. Yeah. So I know you also have, aside from your blog, you have your brand, Cheeky Minx, right?
I do. Yes. So years ago, I started kind of like a graphic t-shirt line with fun sayings on it. I think that a lot of my following from social media has stuck around because I'm not usually one to like take a selfie and post something inspirational under it. You know, I try to keep social media light and funny and
yeah, I know you're hilarious.
And relatable. So I just decided to kind of like channel that into making people smile through clothes. And it went really well for so long. And then I kind of just like lost a little bit of inspiration, you know, for personal reasons. We all go through shit and took a break from it. And I just relaunched it. So we have more inventory now than ever, different colors, different sayings. So yeah, everyone should definitely check it out.
Fun. Yeah. What's the website?
It's shoptheminx.com.
Very cute.
Yes.
I love all this stuff. I like the one that says lazy, like Jay-Z, oh my God, yeah. But lazy. Yes. That's like my fave.
Yeah, I actually have that sweatshirt on right now. It's super cute. I'll send you one.
Aw, I would love that.
Yay.
So we're heading into the holiday season and yes. The new year. It's, you know, I always feel like this time of year, these months go so quickly because it's just like so many, I feel like events or all kinds of stuff like back to back. Do you have any traveling plans for the holidays or do you know what you're doing for the holidays yet?
This holiday season is going to be different for me because it is, you know, the first time I've been single and not having to like play stepmom and that whole thing. But I'm just going to enjoy time with my family and friends. We usually go to like Park City or somewhere in the mountains for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
but
fun.
I feel like we're just going to hang low. You know, all my siblings, I feel like have kids. I'm the only one that doesn't. So just, it's just a lot of family and friends and we'll just stay local. I think no travel plans, but you know me, I always end up taking off somewhere.
Do you have any goals for 2020?
Oh my gosh. My goals.
I know we agreed that you're going to be going with the flow, but if you had to make like a vision board or something, is there anything like major that stands out that you'd like to try to do?
I just went to an event a couple months ago and they asked like, what one word is that we would want to have us work on throughout like a year. And I kind of want to just carry that on. And my word was consistency.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm working on that too.
We all have to, right? We all have to work on consistency. And it's hard to just fall out of routine when life gets a little bit messy or anything like that. But just consistency, constant growth, definitely mental clarity now that I feel like I can just see more clearly. Inner peace, that's super important. And just knowing that whatever I want in the world, I can get if I just keep it consistent.
I love that. I love that. I think this is going to be a good year for you.
Thank you. You
2020, too. It's like, you know, I like the year number wise. I think it's going to be good for a lot of people.
I do too.
Personal question for you from me. Have you considered doing anything like Sports Illustrated or like Maxim or anything like that? Because I feel it's like you should be.
Really?
Yes, oh really. God. If people listening aren't familiar with who Ashley is yet for whatever reason, you need to follow her on Instagram and then you'll understand this question and why her being shocked is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. I've honestly never really considered Sports Illustrated. I mean, I love that magazine. I think that would be an insane accomplishment to be able to be in that. But I mean, shoot, call me.
Call me.
Call me. Maxim, I don't know. Like, do people buy magazines still? Because I'd also be down for that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, our mutual friend, Kristen, she did that, like, the swimsuit, the swim search or whatever it's called for Sports Illustrated. And she was in the top 16 and everything like that. Would you consider going to, like, their open casting?
I don't know. You know me, like I'm not a shy person, but I definitely, I guess I could be if you're just meeting me for the first time. I would consider it. I would maybe consider it.
Because I know, like, Sports Illustrated, they're really good about, like, all body types and, you know, it doesn't matter if you have, like, stretch marks, cellulite, anything like that. You know, Kristen is a mom of two, and she looks amazing, and she did it, and, yeah.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
But it's, like, I know that I would not go out for the search just because not in my current state. Like, I need to get... I don't care what models breastfeed down the runway. Like, I need to get my boobs done. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be posing in a bikini. Like, I saw Olivia Culpo's, like, photo shoot recently. Like, I'm not going to be doing that with my boobs how they are right now. But you, yeah, you haven't had any humans on your titty. So
I haven't.
I think if I had your body, I would be like, everyone. With, like, a megaphone. Everyone, please look at me.
Oh, my God. Easier said than done. I'm also a work in progress, you know? But I think that I would consider it. I think that that would be a fun opportunity. I know that you get to meet amazing people, travel. If I got to meet somebody like our friend Kristen along that journey, that would be another bonus. I know we had other friends, like my friend Brady did it. Kayla did it. I think that more power to them, because that takes so much
guts. Guts. We'll use that technical word.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you should just go with, like, get, like, a little support system of girlfriends and just all go together to do it.
Oh, man. You're hyping me up right now.
For real, especially... Any of my friends that are going through breakups, I'm always like, yeah, no, you need to go, like, do you more than ever right now. Yeah, go do all the things, because sooner than later, especially when you look like you, you're going to be snatched up again by somebody. And then you're going to be like, I don't know. Do I take this time to go do this? And da da da. So I'm like, do it now. Do all the things now.
All the things before.
go make out with a bunch of people. Like,
Dating is an interesting thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like it's, there's so many, opportunities now with dating, as far as, like, you know, there's apps and stuff like that. It's not just like, you know, I mean, when I was in high school, I think all that was around was you would have to go on a website, like a eHarmony type of thing, you know, and now it's like Tinder and all kinds of apps, and it's, like, very easily accessible. But
that's also the problem, though, is that all these guys have so many options at their fingertips, you know, with countless dating apps, countless gorgeous women on Instagram. And I'm not aggressive when it comes to going after guys that I'm interested in. I kind of am just like that girl who smiles and then looks the other way and hopes that they notice me.
That's, like, so ridiculous to me that's how you are.
I
love that about you, though. I do. I love that. I just think that's, like, crazy, because it's like, you have, like, the perfect smile, the long blonde hair. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with all of that. I definitely see marriage and kids in my future, but I don't know. Maybe I have to do Sports Illustrated now first.
Yeah. See, there you go. You don't have to do it first. Just do it.
No, I know. Exactly. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, all right. So to recap, in 2020, we have some more traveling for you. We have you relaunching your blog, The Cheeky Blonde. We have your brand, Cheeky Minx, out. And so we're going to see more from that. And you're just going to be going with the flow and possibly applying for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, my God. Here we are spreading rumors. This is how rumors start.
It's a good rumor. It's a good rumor.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Oh, yes, I actually do. While I have you, let's just remind people that when they're commenting on strangers' Instagram pictures, just to be nice, like, stop with the little internet bullying stuff, because it's not a cute vibe for anybody.
I co-sign that. And it's always from someone with, like their profile's private and they have, like, a picture of a beach as, like, their
or a cat.
Or it's someone, like,
what are you doing to your face? You look awful. And then you go to their profile and it's like, they look like Shrek's mom.
I know.
And then it's always like their bio is always like a Bible verse
It's
always a Bible verse or like positivity, positive vibes only. And like, it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
I know. Let's just be nice to people.
I see that some of these people have kids too, you know,
because it's like, it kills me.
It's like you're just raising more shitty people.
Yes. Like, so let's be nice. Stop that.
Yeah.
Yes. And just let's not ever stop being good people because of bad people.
Yes. Even though I just totally ripped them apart myself.
But no. They're robots.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Exactly.
We can still talk about them, though.
No, I agree, though. Be nice. Be nice heading into 2020.
Please. And thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, Ash, I will, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
To stay up to date with Ashley, be sure to follow her on Instagram at Ashley Zarlin. Follow her brand, Shop Cheeky Minx, and follow her amazing dog at Charlie the Chinese Bear. All of them are on Instagram. So if you want to stay up to date, and also, I'll include in the description a link to that organization that Ashley was talking about that helped her rescue her dog. Because, I mean, come on, we got to help save those little guys. It's not fair.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to download and subscribe on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to your favorite shows. Tune in next Wednesday. Bye.